Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going? Glad you stopped by for yet another episode of Story Break.
The Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood, I put this in quotes, professionals have 1 hour
to come up with a pitch for an awesome movie idea from a rando idea. And speaking of which, we are discombobulated this morning because we are so stunned. Oh, by the way, I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matthew Arnold. I'm Monster Hunter, first and foremost, writer, director, second.
We were just so discombobulated this morning because we decided to put a Twitter poll out for what we should do today, and we had two coming in hard, right? Will, Stardew Valley, Matt, team Monster Hunter. We asked you fine folks out there in the Twitterverse.
Let's be honest, you were team Stardew Valley as well.
I was team undecided. At RJ Storybreak on our Twitter, and we polled people. And as of right now, what's the poll standings at, Matt?
50-50.
Oh, boy.
It was going back and forth for a while. We decided once it gets over 400, we're just stopping because we got to record this thing. And at 409 votes, it is exactly 50-50.
It's a dead heat.
Well, By the way, it can't be 50-50.
But Twitter doesn't let us see that.
Doesn't let us see it.
Now, so. Parliamentary rules say when there's a dead heat, the decision goes to the Senate, right? And
no,
then
no,
there's
when it's a
runoff.
Dead heat,
the Senate is my space in this.
No, it's unfortunately never happened. But if actually two presidents are exactly tied, they both going to be president. It almost happened in 1812, but that's it. So
the War of 1812 happened.
Yes, exactly. Actually, they were fighting.
They were tied, and they was trying to figure out if it was two presidents.
That was back when they decided president via Twitter poll.
So we're going to do both.
Porque no los dos, the universe has decided. This week on Story Break, Monster Hunter Stardew Valley.
Yep. Stardew Valley Hunter of Monsters.
Yeah, I think it's Stardew Valley : Monster Hunter. Because I feel like the core...
Star Valley do hunter monster.
We'll sit here with these permutations all day, but until we do, let's get going.
Star monster.
Oh boy, here we go. Timer begins right now.
Monster Valley Star Hunter.
Monster Valley Star Hunter. Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Okay, well, it's broken, so that's it, everybody.
So let's very quickly, because Will's team Stardew, Matt team Monster Hunter. Will, give us a quick overview. What is Stardew Valley for those who don't know?
Hey, folks. Thanks for listening to Story Break, a podcast where Will explains video games to you. Stardew Valley is a very fun indie game where you play a sort of like worker, like a corporate drone who works for this big soulless corporation. You kind of like, you know, stuck in a rut, and your grandfather dies, and you inherit his farm in Stardew Valley, this quaint Harvest Moon-esque little utopian agrarian little cute quirky town. And so in the game, you're running your farm, you're growing your crops, you're exploring the town and learning all of its mysterious secrets. There's an old mine that's got monsters in it. There's a wizard. There's a troll that lives under a bridge. There's like a desert and all sorts of mystery and intrigue.
And just a veritable parade.
And meanwhile, there's all the folksy people in town that you can meet and charm and befriend.
Eligible bachelors and bachelorettes.
There's tons of bachelorettes and bachelorinos that you can charm and romance. When my wife played the game, she romanced the strapping young writer who lives on the beach in his hut named Elliot, who's there trying to write the next great American novel.
Fabio-looking.
A sort of Fabio-esque gentleman. But there's all sorts of tons of great characters you can meet and befriend. It's kind of like Northern Exposure, the video game, kind of. So it's like this kind of cool hangout game.
It's a farming simulator.
It's a farming simulator / dating sim, basically. And then you can also restore the community center, and it's a great game, and you should check it out. Hey, Matt. Why don't you tell us about Monster Hunter, the game we're going to attempt to match this up with into a movie?
Okay, so Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter is essentially, for all you fans of Big Game Hunter, it's the same thing, but instead of cute deer, you fight monsters.
So Cabela's Big Game Hunter, the arcade classic.
So you don't feel bad about it. Though some of the dinosaurs are so cute that when I play, my wife literally has to leave the room. And she's like, why are you attacking that cute bird that just wants an egg? Anyways, you're essentially like, it's like a weird dystopian apocalyptic world, and you are just a hunter, and you live in these cities. And you have to go out and to kill monsters in order to get gear to get yourself better at killing the bigger monsters. Monster Hunter World had the story where it's like these elder dragons are dying on this island, and you got to figure out why. Right. There's not much story to it.
A parable of the military-industrial complex.
I already have the movie.
Same, so let's go.
Okay, let's see if we came up with the same movie.
All right,
A monster hunter, legendary badass, and a loner who's always been on his own with his cute cat, because you have a cat, right?
Yes.
Palico.
And actually, you can get a cat in Stardew Valley. So he tracks this legendary beast. He's going to kill this beast that lives in the forest near Stardew Valley. Mm-hmm. And he's going to lure it out by going undercover in this town, pretending to be a farmer, right? Mm-hmm. But then what but the monster is like the Loch Ness monster. It's a it's like a beloved local beast, mm-hmm. right?
The farmers love it.
The farmers, so he's going to move into this town and he's going to fall in love with the town while he's trying to hunt the monster. He's going to be kind of a Shane-esque superhero. He or she is going to be this Shane-esque superhero that kind of comes in to, you know, help the town out. Yeah. But then it's going to be like while trying to seek out this beast, but then he's not going to have the heart to kill it at the end. Do you know what I mean? Ooh. And so it's like a Monster Hunter comes to Stardew Valley type thing.
I like that you took Monster Hunter comes to Stardew Valley, and mm-hmm. I was thinking Stardew, or you took Monster Hunter and put Stardew Valley in it, whereas my approach was to take Stardew Valley and put Monster Hunter in it.
What's your take?
So my thought was that you do essentially just the beginning of Stardew Valley. So I was like, oh, I'm just watching a nice Stardew Valley movie. It mm-hmm. is a guy who's tired, or guy or girl who's tired of corporate, you know, their life, and they're given a farm, you know, from their uncle or whatever. You do that the uncle is just like great monster hunter that she doesn't know about, right? And she comes to the town. She's like, oh, this is a nice – you kind of do like the slow build of like, this is a peculiar little like cute town. Oh, these like neighbors. Oh, I'm attracted to this person. Maybe I like this. And then all of a sudden like your sheep get killed one night. And you're like, what the fuck is this? And everybody's being suspicious about it. And then slowly they start revealing. It's like, hey, by the way, every like month monsters come and try to kill everybody. So you also have to be a monster hunter here. And they start growing. It's like somebody who goes to leaves corporate America to become this like farmer, and then they get thrown, and then it's like, and then you would do something where it's like Beowulf style, where like one monster is foretold as monster is going to destroy the Stardew Valley, and you, the son of this uncle, this mystical monster,
are the chosen one
who can be the person who saves the valley or whatever.
So, and you have to min-max your strawberries.
And you have to min-max your strawberries, and you just want to be a farmer, but now you're caught up in this, I don't know.
And the fall festival's tomorrow, and who are you going to take?
What? But the fall festival's interrupted by this murderous, bloodthirsty monster. And
you'd have the person you're interested in is like, hey, let's go out on a date out in the forest, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get attacked by monsters.
They get killed.
They get killed. You get attacked by monsters.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I would say this. Stardew Valley has an end to its story.
Yes.
Monster Hunter throws you into it. You're just a hunter. Like, in the Monster Hunter
now,
world.
Now, is this going to feel like... Because I see how... I want to satisfy Stardew Valley fans and Monster Hunter fans. So... Yes.
Opposite ends of that Venn diagram.
So how are we... I see very much how this is going to tickle the fancy of many a Stardew Valley fan. Yeah. But to me right now, it just feels like it's monsters, but it doesn't feel like Monster Hunter, like the lore and mythos of that game that people come to love.
Yeah,
so how do you that the monsters are from Monster Hunter? Like, you guys have played the game. I haven't played Monster Hunter. Yeah. I don't know Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, what would you like... What elements of that are like the iconic things from... Like, again, Stardew Valley is iconic for the festivals and the romance and stuff. Like, what stuff from that is like, oh, you got to put that
the
in?
The iconic... So it's weird that they are kind of similar in terms of like what Monster Hunter feels like to me is like you have this hub that is this town, and you have your own room, and the whole town is built around monster hunting. Like, the only stuff in town is like the canteen where you use the meat of the monsters to make food that makes you better at hunting. You have the workshop where they have the blacksmiths. You have trade people who come in with, you know, different items from around the island. Like, this whole society is built
on Eisenhower's dystopian vision of military post-industrial,
I mean, I would really think of it as a very not nomadic. I mean, it is like a steppe people, like whether it's like Mongolians or certain Native Americans, like it is that society. It is like a society that is in the wilderness, and their entire life is these monsters whether it's buffalo, whatever. They go hunt them. They use all the skin for all their clothing. They use all the meat for all their food. And that's the entire game.
It's like nomadic society.
Yeah, well, not nomadic because they stay in one place. But it's like, yeah, it's this constant. So, like, the fun stuff of Monster Hunter is the cool gear. It's the cool monsters. It is the idea that you're constantly building to a greater monster, a greater threat.
What happens in the end, right? Because the end of Stardew Valley is your farm is up and running, and you just get to live a happy existence.
Well, so one thing, there's... Because to try to stop it from just murdering monsters all the time, they also allow you to capture, and there is this like sense of like science where you're constantly trying to study the monsters to better understand them. And there is weirdly like an environmental flair to those games, where in Monster Hunter it is literally like this big creature is going to disrupt the life of this island. Like, one of the areas you find out, the Rotten Vale, is where monsters go to die. And when they die, they get fertilized, very circle of lifestyle. And you, as the hunter, are realizing that this giant, like, magma creature, this magma monster, is going to die in the wrong place and disrupt the entire island. and probably wipe it out. So there's also this kind of like, it's very much like the circle of life kind of flair too. It's like you are part of the ecosystem and you're hunting, and they do weirdly have this kind of sense of like, sometimes you should capture and we should study it so we keep the ecosystem alive, like, which again also kind of fits in the lifestyle of people who are forced to live on the land. Like, you can't exploit it,
right?
Which is weirdly, it's essentially farming but with animals, and it is like this small town lifestyle as well. So they really have kind of some
similarities
in terms of.
So I'm diving into this plot while you guys have been blathering on. I've been reading.
While I was explaining the plot.
No, but like in terms of so in like in Monster Hunter, you are an so it's the new world.
Yeah.
There's like the old world and there's the new world, and it's like a high fantasy thing. And so you come to the new world as part of a fleet to explore this new world. Where there's all sorts of crazy monsters and shit, but there's like big dragons, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this elder dragon that you're trying to study, and then yes, he goes off to die, and then there's like a fight between him and another big elder dragon, and you're studying the Elder Crossing, which is this like migration of these huge dragons into this thing. So that's like the sort of main thrust of the arc of the story is trying to understand this Elder Crossing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I were to just throw out like what are the things you'd want in a Monster Hunter movie, it's like you'd obviously want the person getting good at killing monsters. Like there's this like, right, it's the classic training montage of again, in Monster Hunter World, you are like a good hunter already, but it is new. It is, you're going to fight bigger and tougher dragons, and eventually it's the growth to fighting the big end monster to save the world, to keep the ecosystem alive plentiful. Like, weirdly enough, How to Train Your Dragon is like kind of close to
How to Kill Your Dragon. How to Slay Your Dragon.
And you want
dragon.
Your cool cat buddy and whatnot. And now in Stardew Valley, I'm assuming what you'd want is small town life, trying to gain a significant other and whatnot. Like, that's all the fun parts.
And then it feels like it would be a monster pollute. It would be like this big dragon has got to show up at some point, right? So, like, do Stardew Valley is going to get attacked by this dragon? Stardew Valley, one of the reasons Stardew Valley has these mines and this mysterious stuff, right? Do you do, like, again, like, there that like the Rotten Vale, like, Stardew Valley
the
is,
the soil,
like,
is good because of this beautiful ecosystem. Yeah. The animals, they thrive off each other. The food chain is, you know, nice, and there's no, you know, creatures overtaking other creatures, and they go and they die, and the minerals are consumed in the Rotten Vale and the volcano, and the nutrients spread through the farmland, which is why Stardew Valley is so, you know,
fertile. Sure, but what I'm trying to get you is like, do you do, again, like, so these elder dragons cross through, they migrate, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the idea, is that there's these big, do you do, like, there's some uber dragon that he only migrates once every 100 years.
Yeah.
So the town of Stardew Valley was founded, without even realizing it, in this fertile soil that is, like, his nesting spot. Like, this is where he comes to roost, or something like that.
Oh,
and so you have this cataclysmic collision of, like,
old,
like,
natural world and
your monster. Your monster hunter is this eccentric explorer who's been blathering on about this great dragon that, you know, like, in this, you know, like, no, we have yet to truly understand the Elder Crossing. There's this even greater thing, and, like, I'm gonna prove it. Like, I'm gonna prove it by, you know, capturing the monster or whatever, right? But then, like, it's like that spot, like, they're like, oh my god, people already live there. And then you also have now this crisis for this town that has put down roots for, like, 90-100 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, there again, like, there's all these mysteries and all this magic in the town that is from it being, like, the sort of nesting ground of this monster.
What if you go, I like all that, but if you go kind of Studio Ghibli-esque with
it's Princess Mononoke. Yeah,
well, what you do is you give, rather than it's just like they happen, rather than just like the monster just happens to be going there, do something, like, especially since you come from this corporate world, do, like, the pollution or something has caused the dragon migrate the wrong way. Like, and nobody knows what's happening. Like, you know, you're in this peaceful town. The world is, you know, you go and you hunt monsters, you grow crops, and it's like, you know, the bog that is always blue and with beautiful grass is all of a sudden, like, boiling with tar. And they're like, what is happening here? And they start realizing these monsters are migrating a different way, and they know, and then they get word that this giant, you know, the giant elder dragon that comes every 1,000 years is not going to where it's supposed to go. It's coming to Stardew Valley. It's like, why is this? And then you would be like, oh, you realize that, like, the air pollution or light pollution is directing it in the wrong way or whatever it is. And, like, because you know that world, you can understand it. I don't know. But you could do, like, that kind of, like, environmental.
So it's a climate change kind of parable.
Yes, it's an environmentalist thing. Everyone's favorite metaphor.
What if climate change was a giant monster dragon?
Don't you understand, Freddie? We have to save planet Earth. We have to save the ecosystem herself.
Hey, it's been a while since that's happened.
Will has both his hands out as if he's holding hands in a giant circle around.
Oh, I thought he was tied to a tree.
I'm holding hands. Okay. And, like, you know, as if I was on a big quilt with
world.
People from all over the earth.
Okay. We are the children. We got the
No, I like that though. I like. Okay, so there's the bad guy in Stardew Valley is Jojamart, which is the company that you worked for.
Oh,
back
okay.
In the day.
So that's definitely the person who's.
So
the
you do Jojamart is. Harvesting some resource, like they've got some.
They
secret-
got their strip mine. In
well,
the
they
back.
Got some fucking Stranger yeah. Things shit going on. Yes. You know what I mean? Like they're just your neighborhood friendly Jojamart, but they've come to Stardew Valley for a very specific reason too. So there's got to be some sort of MacGuffin, right? Like there's some yes. sort of like you know that they're searching for because they have their store, but like they're also like there's like a mine or like there's something mm-hmm. like, there's some sort of action going on there.
So in Stardew Valley, when you leave Jojamart. Is it then Jojamart appears in your town, or is it already there?
No, it's already
kind of like
there.
A Walmart-esque, like, okay. They've been
well,
everywhere.
It's the Joja Corporation.
Okay.
And Jojamart is like Walmart, basically. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you work for the Joja, you work for Joja Corp,
yeah.
And then you leave, and then, yes, yeah, so you have this sort of, like, little moral quandary where you can buy your seeds at the friendly neighborhood seed store, or you can go across the street to Jojamart, and Jojamart will have better deals.
Ooh.
But it's like...
But I will say this.
You have to be a real piece of shit to shop at Jojamart,
Frank, you shop at Jojamart, don't you? You're a min-maxer.
No, but I will say it's just a small thing about the game. They also put Jojamart like three screens away, so it's just like, is it really worth the deal to walk that far? I'm like, nah, I'm going
but
to the local store.
The local store closes earlier, and there's a day that the local store isn't open that Jojamart is open. As
I will,
well,
I do get my Joja okay. Cola at Jojamart.
So let's get. I think the way we'll talk about the main character in a second. I think actually a good thing to kind of structure around this is what is Jojo? Because okay, so I like the two bad guys, and one of them's not really kind of like the dragon again. How to Train the Dragon? Like it's not the big dragon's fault. He's a big dragon. He's a monster.
Big, he's
the
big ass dragon. Yeah,
yeah. So there's this big elder dragon who's yes. coming, and it's not his fault that he's going to destroy this entire valley because yep. he's just a dragon who's just acting like a beast, right? I was going to say what's Jojamart's? I think. Those are the two bad guys, them and Jojamart. Was Jojamart's plan
they
that
want
we're
that
eventually going to uncover and fight?
They
whatnot.
Want that dragon to roost there so they can harvest
well, again,
its
what
nuts.
I like is that, sorry, really quick, is like I feel like you essentially have the final decision is going to be they're going to go kill the Elder Dragon. And the last minute, or like with his discovery, realizes he's going to... Beast Below Doctor Who also. It's like rather than kill the monster, they realize that the real solution is going to be either to capture or let it free or send it home or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be this compassionate thing. And in doing so, it saves the ecosystem and destroys Jojamart, right? More or less? Something like that?
Yes.
So what's Jojamart?
Okay.
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna pull one from the shelf here in
okay.
terms of a reference. In the classic Star Trek movie, Star Trek IV, The Voyage
yes.
Home. You have, I think that's four. Yeah, four is the one where they go back to the 80s.
Yeah.
And in the one where they go back to the 80s, it's actually an incredibly good hook. So you do that whales on the planet, like we were visited way, way, way before humans, right?
Yeah.
Like before intelligent humans, aliens came and talked to whales. They were like, what up, whales? Like whales are super smart. And they had this like little bond with whales, right? And it was this big space probe. And then the probe left, right? And then humanity in the Federation days has taken over the Earth and whales have gone extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And... the aliens come back and they don't understand humans. They understand, like, we want to talk to the whales. We're the whales. And they start fucking blowing stuff up. And the Enterprise is like, no, we got to go back in time to the 1980s to get
save
a pair
whales.
Of humpback whales and bring them back to the future mm-hmm. and so that they can save the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a one of those. I'm not saying that we're going to go back in time.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do that. Like, again, this great dragon migrates every 100 years.
Yeah.
Or like every 1,000 years,
yeah.
right? So it's like, it is just legend. Most people think it's hokey-dokey, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Fairy tales and magic, old man.
I'm going to throw something else out
okay.
at you. You could do that, like, it's you're waiting for this dragon to show up the whole movie. Or you could do this hella uber dragon shows up and, like, he wants, like, he needs these crystals, right? Like, this fucking crystal or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and he's like, where's my shit? And
yeah.
then, they've used it all. Jojamart is using it all. Like,
mm-hmm.
they've, you know, and like, or what, or like, I don't know, there's some element that,
mm-hmm.
because you'd said this like 100, 200 years
yeah.
after the first Monster Hunter,
mm-hmm.
so that, like, you know, like the new world has been kind of settled in.
Yeah.
Right? And like, they've understood the dragons. They made their peace with the ways of the dragons or something
what
like
if,
that.
What if you do, okay. Kind of on that part. I was also thinking it's kind of similar, not similar, but like, you know, Attack of the Block, like it's ultimately the thing is
ahead,
to realize
yeah.
the corpses, like the aliens are trying to get the corpse of their dead kid, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But here, just thinking about a volcano, like imagine if this Elder Dragon's like impossible to kill. Like even in Monster Hunter World, like which is kind of why the end fight sucks, is like you just try to move the dragon off the island by like poking it a bunch. Mm-hmm. So what if their plan is, okay, so Stardew Valley is like on the base of this mountain. It's this fertile volcanic soil and all this stuff. You do their plan, JoJo Mart is like the dragon has whatever the energy they need, whatever JoJo Mart needs, this infinite food supply or whatever they can do, right? They need the dragon for something. It is crystal. It is the scales. It is, I mean, this dragon's like the size of a volcano. And their plan is they, like this dragon always migrates to someplace. It would be that they are going to literally get the dragon to go into this volcano. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're going to kill it. It goes, the volcano becomes this cage, this like trap, essentially. Mm-hmm. It dives in. They blow the top of the volcano. It collapses on the this elder dragon, and they have it. But in doing so, they're also going to destroy all of Stardew Valley. They're going to change the entire ecosystem and kill essentially everything. But that's okay because they got their unobtainium or whatever it is from the dragon. So you have this like kind of corporate plan you're trying to figure out. And you would do that like JoJo Mart, the dragon shows up early and nobody understands why. And you realize that's JoJo Mart is, you know, they captured its kid and they're using the pheromone and they're figuring out this dragon and whatnot, and it's obviously causing chaos. The monsters are now attacking Stardew Valley because, you know, everything's different. It's like when the sun, it's like when there's an eclipse and birds go crazy. It's like this dragon shows up, you know, 50 years early, and all of a sudden all the monsters, this ecosystem's getting all fucking out of whack.
It seems a little, it seems a little too mustache twirly for a bad guy plot, for a corporate bad guy plot. They're like, literally, they're going to murder thousands, going to destroy an entire town and blow, like, you're going to, like, it's going to be like one of those things, they're greedily harvesting some resource, right? Like, doing a good corporate bad guy plot kind of has to, like, the sin has to reflect our sins. Do you know what I mean? Most people are going to look at that and be like, I would never fucking destroy an entire town to make money, but, like, people fucking use oil all the time, and oil's bad for the planet, right? Well, so to me, it's more like, it's got to be like they're harvesting some resource, or like, I don't know, like, or because of some stupid thing they are doing, it is causing a natural environmental consequence that is going to have great disaster that they are ignoring. I don't think you can just do that. They are going to just murder a whole town.
No. They're drilling oil, which is the blood of dead dragons.
And then
the big one smells it.
Well, I like that even the blood of the Elder Dragon is like oil or whatever. But no, I'm not saying it's like Stardew Valley is like, how many people are in Stardew Valley? Like 60 people.
Yeah, but come
bear with me. I'm not saying that they literally blow up. They're not going to blow up the volcano.
The byproduct of their actions will screw the town.
Yes, they're destroying
Centralia. It's like Centralia. Yes.
But do they know they're going to destroy the town when they do this?
They're not going to literally. Let's clarify. They're not going to destroy the town. They're going to destroy the lakes and the water and the soil, and that town's going to be uninhabitable. And that happens literally every day. That's not that. Like Nestle or any number of people often do things that are essentially going to make an area uninhabitable. So it's not that they're literally going to blow up and kill 60 people. They're going to destroy this volcano, get the Elder Dragon,
all right,
and destroy
the ecosystem. All right, I'll go along with it for now.
Well, we don't need to. I don't know what a bad...
It just seems a little... I don't quite understand it, and it seems kind of convoluted. This dragon is... What does the dragon want?
The dragon wants...
What do you do when you migrate south for the winter?
You get warm.
Okay, so you just come to a warmer climate to live for a while. Do you do like a, there's another dragon and they're lovers and they meet every thousand years. He's waiting for the other dragon.
Or this is where they plant, this is where he lays the egg. Yeah, that's right. He is like a seahorse. This is where the dragon lays its egg, right? So you could do, and again, it's like it moves off of instinct. Like that's why, you know, global warming or climate change, like suddenly, you know, turtles like freaking go into a different ocean than they're supposed to, because all they know is warm water, follow the warm water, and then like, oh shit, we're in the wrong place. So this is like this dragon. So yes, the JoJo Mart's been like, dude, this dragon is, I mean, again, the Elder Dragon is like the size of a mountain in Monster Hunter. Like this is a massive dragon, and it has whatever, its teeth, or I mean, again, it's like
nuts.
It's everything. It's blood. It's got so much shit. It is like, it is the food and equipment it needs for this entire thing. It's like, whatever. So what? We blow up part of a national park and 60 people's like soil gets screwed up. You think a corporation's not going to get $100 billion?
We'll compensate them.
Yeah, we'll compensate them. We'll pay them off if we need to, whatever. Who cares? They don't own the mountain. Like nobody does.
So So what are
they get like the pheromone, or maybe they have the egg, or yes, they've captured this. I like the idea that its mate is like this little tiny baby, is like really, really small. Like almost like parasitic. It's like this weird parasitic relationship. But yes, I would do that. They are trying to find a way to trick this dragon into landing or laying its egg someplace else.
Like normally it lays it at the bottom of the ocean in the Marianas Trench. And so they're like, yes, but if we can get to lay it in the JoJo Mart volcano, we'll be able to get access to it or something.
Can I throw
an idea? Because you're not
by the way,
it,
what's
so
hilarious about this is JoJo Mart's like a 7-Eleven in the game. So I love the idea that 7-Eleven has this insane plot to like...
But he says it's like a JoJo Corporation.
I know, a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so... All right. It seems like they're trying to lure the monster to Stardew Valley. Like, that's what I know. Where is the monster originally going to go? Like, to me, because another example I could think of is that you're going to do, like, bear with me. Like, the dragon comes to roost in this volcano every 1,000 years or whatever. Again, like, he comes to this area because there is something that lives here, or there is some resource that is, but they don't realize that the thing is no longer there. The resource is no longer there. Mm-hmm. And when this dragon shows up, he's going to be fucking pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it would be like, almost like Jaws. Like, it would be like this slow simmer. Like, you even do Stardew Valley. It's like, holy shit, this amazing dragon's going to come. Let's all throw a big festival for it. And, like, people are coming from all over town. And then you do, like,
we'll make a stew.
Your monster hunter's like, you people don't understand. Like, this is going to be a disaster. We have to fucking defend. I don't know. That would, like.
So this is, I guess I'm trying to get. So the bad guy, I mean, in that case, is like, the bad guy's already done the thing. Like, they got rid of, in their greed, they got rid of the berries that this dragon eats, for lack of whatever, and then the dragon shows up, and then the dragon's upset, and then it's attacking everything. So then your conflict is stopping the dragon or fighting the dragon,
as opposed to fighting the thing. I see what you mean.
Okay,
so JoJo Mart want. All right, let's. What do they want? What are they trying to? So they're trying to turn this dragon into a power plant. What are they? They're gonna kill it and sell its scales.
Yeah, yeah. Because in Monster Hunter, like when you kill a monster, like you get like gems from it, which like gems have different elemental powers, like electricity, and like, just think about like an RPG and like fire. You get its scales, which lets you craft armor. You get its teeth, which makes blades. You get its fur, which makes pants. Like, you use the animal, just like a buffalo with Native Americans. It's like you get your spears, you get your food, you get everything. Mm-hmm. And this dragon, and you would do like, you know, some stuff's really rare to get, and like, you know, you get the bigger dragons, like you fight the Diablos or whatever in Monster Hunter World, and that's gonna give you like the firepower that's for the best weapon. So I would do that. This elder dragon is like, you could kill 1,000 Diabloses, kind of, and you know, then they don't mate anymore and you lose them. Or this one elder dragon is going to be like the fucking money pot. This is billions of dollars of energy, food. It's everything JoJo Mart needs. We can fund all of our 7-Elevens around the world if we kill this one fucking elder dragon. And what's stopping us? Oh, 60 people in the Stardew Valley who likes their little like landscape is might, you know, their ecosystem's gonna get messed up. Whatevs.
What is going to happen? All right, so what would normally happen?
Yeah,
for this dragon,
it probably would like go burrow under like the ocean or something, just be inaccessible to humans.
Yeah,
right?
Or you might even do that. It's weird that it's coming early. Maybe it is like every 700 years, this elder dragon comes to the top of the mountain, lays its egg and dies, and then its body
disintegrates
and fertilizes the mountaintop, and that is like the mountain is literally, when you think about it, the mountain is literally the bodies of this dragon, like that dies every 1,000 years, and now it's shown up 50 years earlier, and they're like, what the hell is going on? And then they realize like what they're gonna, the reason is JoJo Mart doesn't want to wait around for 100 years or whatever, and they figured it out, and they're gonna get this dragon to come to this volcano, and then they're gonna blow up the mountain around it and whatever. They're gonna come up with some
way
to kill.
How do they get it to come early?
That would be what you figure out. Like, maybe it's the pheromone, or they, whatever it is. I mean, you would do that.
They have this just dope electric guitar that just rips this awesome fucking melody, and it's just like, this dragon's like, I gotta see where that's coming
from.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I mean, we could figure out what the MacGuffin is, or I think in terms of, like, the tone and, like, I mean, the feel of the movie,
I think
you want, like, a problem to appear, which is like, all of a sudden, everybody's like, why are the animals acting weird?
Well, again, to me,
well, no, but I think, Will, your point is like, it doesn't, for Mononoke, it just happens.
To me, I think the thing you would do is that everyone thought this thing was bullshit. Like, no one thought this was a real thing.
It's long enough time that it's just like, when it shows up, it's like, holy shit.
It's kind of a local legend. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then they're like, holy shit, the legend is real because everyone sees this monster coming over the horizon.
And it's like, yeah, this mountain, if you look at it, it looks like a sleeping dragon. That's why this mountain is here, you know?
Which also gave me the idea that, do you do that, like, once people realize this thing is coming to this is what's happening, yeah. Right? Like, I don't know at what point you put that. Do you do like every monster hunter on Earth is coming to Stardew Valley,
yeah,
to try to take a crack at this thing? And they're teaming up with each other, like, I'm going to be the one to slay it. And like every time they go out, they just get fucking obliterated, right? And it's just getting closer and closer.
It also has a bunch of other monsters that follow it, and it's like, right, it brings a whole weird economy alongside of it or something.
Maybe you do that. The uncle is like the crazy researcher that nobody believed.
The grandfather?
Yeah, the grandfather that dies. And that's why he gives you, when he dies, like, and nobody's believed him. And they're like, oh, you're the son. Because then you also get a little bit of the fun dynamic when he comes, like, oh, you're the grandson of kooky old whatever, mm-hmm, Pete, who believed a big dragon was going to come and make the mountain bigger. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I know. My grandpa is weird. I just want a quiet life here in Monster Hunter Town, Stardew, mm-hmm, Valley. Like, is that cool? But I don't know if it'd be too much to literally the JoJo Mark guys, like, they discover, like, they believe in the grandpas.
Well, no, because I think you would do the CEO of JoJo Mart is a monster hunter.
Yeah. Oh,
and
like,
he's
secret.
Obsessed with the lore and, yes, the whole thing. And he's like, this is going to be my ticket, is I'm going to fucking kill that thing.
I love that, because what you do is you do JoJo Mart in the world of Monster Hunter is essentially they... Right, they're like, they're industrialized monster hunter. They breed, they breed monsters and they just kill them for their milk. They're essentially modern society.
Yeah.
And this is backwards, you know, we live off the land and monsters, we kill as many monsters as we need, they repopulate,
okay,
etc.
So here's what I would do. I would do, the thing always comes to live in this, yeah, volcano, but no one realizes that JoJo Mart has been building a fucking laser in that volcano.
Yeah.
Powered by all this monster energy,
yes,
monster energy drinks.
Oh.
When it lands, they're gonna zap,
yes,
it. Yeah.
And what I would do is, because I wanted the sense of that, like, the world is already changing and being weird, you would do that. Like, you know, even like you see like changes in electromagnetism, mm-hmm, and stuff like that can affect bats and birds and they start getting weirded out by migration. You do that, these crystals and the energy of this laser is causing all these animals crazy. Other animals are getting drawn to it. And you know, all the people in Stardew Valley are like, why are all the monsters acting crazy? Why are the Diabloses attacking the furry bat creatures and stuff like that? And they're like, what's going on? There's like something in the land. It's like, oh, it's because there's this laser that is charging up,
yeah,
and causing water to run from rivers. Water's running upwards of the mountain.
It's a parable for fracking.
Yeah.
So, okay. I like that.
That's cool.
In that case, I don't think you can do the monster comes here to die, because if it's coming here to die, why do they need a laser to kill it?
Yeah.
Well, because,
yeah,
they need to stop it from doing its, like,
normal
death.
I would do it comes here and lays an egg.
No, but it comes here and lays an egg.
In fact, I would even do it, nobody knows why it comes here. In fact, some people don't even believe it. And then, yeah, that would be a nice surprise. It's like, it comes here because it's going to lay an egg. So they're like, it's also an abortion analogy. That's right. This is everything people who wanted a Stardew Valley. It's like, hey, we want a Stardew Valley movie. We want a Monster Hunter movie. We're doing a Monster Hunter Stardew Valley movie about abortion and environmentalism.
Okay.
Let's talk about character.
All right. Yes.
We
are
half an hour in, basically.
Okay. I think half an hour is pretty good for reconciling these two wildly disparate universes,
yes,
quite frankly,
yes,
Freddie.
From an indie developer and a AAA developer.
Yep, we got this.
Okay. All right. So, yes, you got your main character. It's the JoJo Mart thing.
Yeah.
They are this workaday drone at JoJo Mart. And then they, let's get a character name for this one.
Yeah.
Let's get a person name.
Name. We're going to the names list, which we populate from Twitter submissions. Hint, hint. Follow us at RJ Swordbreak and let us know your names. But this week, relatively new, recent one, Cameron Lott, which can work both ways, a guy or a girl.
Well, my Monster Hunter, I don't know about your Stardew Valley characters, but my Monster Hunter character is a woman. And also named after my wife, because I, one, love my wife, and two, am very uncreative. So,
all right. Well, then we'll do this girl Cameron then.
Okay.
So Cameron Lott, and she works at JoJo Mart.
JoJo Mart.
And little does she know, she has a sort of Buffy the Vampire Slayer-esque origin. Her grandfather is this eccentric kook
named Roman Maximilian at Roman Otter.
Oh, shit. For real?
Yeah.
That is a pretty dope Monster Hunter name. Well done, Roman.
Yeah,
Roman
sorry,
Maximilian.
Cameron. We wish you had as cool a name as Roman.
Cameron Lott is a perfect name for someone who is going to discover they have
their own lot.
Their own epic destiny.
It's a perfect name for the Harry Potter character that everybody kind of likes, but they all like the side characters, Roman Maximilian, more. Sorry, Cameron. Okay, so...
you too can receive
like
this kind
boring
of abuse.
Matt Arnold. Yeah,
Matt Arnold's the whitest name ever created.
Yep. Matthew Lewis Arnold.
Oh my goodness!
It's like all the parts of Europe put together into this guy's white. Okay, okay. So Roman Maximilian is her great grandfather. What I even like, by the way, is even you get an element of even like there's even an element of like old versus new within Stardew Valley. Like even the fact that Stardew Valley has a JoJo Mart in it means that they are getting a little bit out of touch also. And her grandfather was very much still in the old ways, believes the history and the lore of these monsters. And that's why he still believes this Elder Dragon is coming. Everybody's like, I don't know, old man. Like, that JoJo Mart's pretty great up there. Like, I don't know about this old man. I don't know about Elder Dragon. Anyways, okay. So he dies with no way believing him. And he's freaking out. He's like, this is a problem. I think Stardew Valley might be destroyed. Or he doesn't know what. Again, I don't think he's ever figured out why the Elder Dragon shows up here. It's been thousands of years since it has. He doesn't know if it lays an egg. He doesn't know if it fucking burns this place down. He doesn't know what it does. He just knows that this massive creature is coming, and nobody believes him.
Yes.
And he dies, and he gives you the farm.
Yeah.
And is hoping that you're going to take up the...
He buys the farm, and then gives you the farm.
I believe it...
After he buys the farm. I'll let you guys figure that one out.
I believe that at some point in Stardew Valley, when you play it, your grandfather's ghost comes and speaks to you, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Four years in, 4 years in, you can, like, uncover his tomb, and he's like, good job on those rhubarb plants. Hey, you can do corn a little earlier.
Press the action button.
By the way, the world's going to end, so hurry the fuck up.
Blueberries are a good way of quick cash.
Okay, I think that, all right, so then yes, you do your main character as this person who has decided to uproot their life,
yes.
And so Cameron has decided to settle down in Stardew Valley. So yes. What's she looking for?
Yes, why is she leaving JoJo Mart Corporation? And what is this realization that her desire to save and understand this magnificent creature, what does that have to do about
so maybe it's understanding she's having like a wasteful life. You know that they say that you know how you can fix global warming tomorrow? If everyone on Earth became a vegetarian, we'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But how many people, when then you're like, oh, ooh, chicken nuggets though.
And then you go, well, not everyone else is gonna do it, so I'm not gonna do it.
But the point of you have kids? I don't care if it's cold later. Like, I want my beef. But the point being,
right? Like, most of us are unwilling to take that personal sacrifice for the greater good.
Yeah.
And you know, and she's like, you know what? I'm living a wasteful lifestyle. I'm willing to do that. I'm going vegetarian tomorrow. And everyone's like, whatever. You hate beef, loser. And she's like, I'm going to go live in the country.
In Stardew Valley, why do you go?
Because the game begins.
You're in this awful corporate drudgery, essentially. You're hunched over at a cubicle. You're doing something you don't find very fulfilling.
Yeah.
So I think it could be as simple as that. She yearns for this romantic lifestyle. You even do like she grew up. Every summer they would visit.
Yeah.
Roman Maximilian, Uncle Grandpa Roman on the old Maximilian place. Like she would, it's like the quiet man when he wants to go back to Innisfree. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's okay for your character to, their want can be to have a change and not necessarily know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's often like you can have the character be like,
I just gotta get out.
Yeah, I need to get out. I need an adventure. I need to change my life somehow.
Yeah,
and then they find what it is that they really
needed. Well, it's the classic thing too of like, Mamoru Hosoda's movie Wolf Children does this really well so she moves to the country because it's going to be better for her sort of shape-shifting wolf cubs. And she, again, it's like they always, all the local people at this farm town always like look derisively down on city folk who move to the farms because they think it's going to be this nice, simple, rustic life when actually it's incredibly hard, backbreaking work. It's stressful. It's, you know, like it is not just this easy thing. Like people come from the city thinking they're going to unplug and life's going to be so much simpler. And so like I like that. You're kind of playing into that too, because she thinks life's going to be so much simpler when she moves to Stardew Valley, but her life's about to get epically more complicated.
Yeah.
Like she's going to be fighting dragons and doing, like, you know, thwarting conspiracies and like all that stuff, right?
Yes. What is, because I have a lot of thoughts of what you could do at the ending, because there was something poignant about maybe, because I'm just imagining this like shot of like, it's this woman in front of this massive creature and you think is going to eat her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, she understands it and she like, you know, touches it on the nose.
The old tiny lady touches big thing on the nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, we know and love that trope to the end of our days. Of course.
Here's what we need. We just need, what is the moment? What is the Incredibles tiny boss bosses this guy around to finally make her leave? Because yes, it's one thing, it's drudgery, but how do we dramatize that? What's that initial moment? Because that's also going to be part of understanding like what she's searching for in this town. Like, is it she's too busy? She feels like a drone.
I think they don't
remember her name. She doesn't like being bossed around. She, you know, loses a bunch bunch of stuff, or like she's low on rent. Like, what is like the thing that pushes over the edge that we dramatize? Mm-hmm. We were like, why is she taking this big shot?
I would say, well, first of all, I actually don't know that you need to start with her at JoJamart. I think you can start with her showing up in this town.
Sure.
Like, she's already made the decision at the start of the story. Like, you know, or like the, or even like it's like the.
You know what it is, Matt? She used to celebrate her birthday every summer with her on that farm. And then she got her birthday party at this office, and it's a single cupcake, and it's droopy as hell. And she looks at the picture, and it's like, dang, that was way better all the other times. Well, my other birthday. This birthday sucks. That's it.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. Because, again, in the game, it's also like the part of the inciting incident.
It's nostalgia,
a little bit. Well, it's also your grandfather gives you this farm when he dies, right? Yes. So she has inherited this piece of land.
Yeah. Because I could see.
But it is, what drives someone to do something like that?
Yeah, because I could see, like, whether or not you actually see all this, I could see, like, you would start with, she gets this letter as she's about to go to work, and she's like, what? Like, grandpa's dead, and I have her. Okay, whatevs. Mm-hmm. Like, I got too much shit, and she puts it down, and then. She goes, the thing happens at work, and she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I quit. I got a farm. I'm going on this farm.
I'll throw an example. Yeah. I had an old boss at this place called Sleeping Giant that was like a management place. I think he did change names a couple times. My boss told this story about, because he used to be in finance. He was going to be an investment banker.
Yeah.
But secretly always wanted to do movies.
Yeah.
And he hated his job, and he would go to work every day to be an investment banker. And then one day, like, he was just staring at himself in the mirror, just like putting this tie on, and he's just hating himself. He's like, what the hell am I doing? And he said, okay. And he was trying to tie his tie, right? And like, he couldn't, he just kept
four in hand, half Windsor, full Windsor?
Windsor knot. And so he couldn't get the thing to line up right, and he kept screwing it up. And he's like, all right, I'm going to try this one more time. And if I can't tie this tie, I'm quitting my job.
Whoa,
and I'm going to go do the film industry. And he couldn't tie the tie. He's like, I'm out. So you would do, like, I feel like it's something like, I think it is that kind of vague soul thing. I don't think it's just somebody was mean to her.
Yeah, bear with me. I was going to say, I'm trying to see.
Because all I'm saying is this. I hate cupcakes. I've had cupcakes so bad that I've wanted to change everything about my life. I've been like, you know what? This cupcake is so bad that I'm about to just sell all my worldly possessions. That's how bad this is.
So, like, I don't think it has to be something specific. As an example, like, I used to work at Disney Interactive, and I worked with Freddie and Brand for quite a while before then, kind of going in between, like, in between stuff at Disney, I worked with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, it was always like, when am I going to quit, like, to finally do what I really want to do? Because I originally wanted to do video games, and it was fun at first because there was a lot of puzzles, but frankly, I was making a lot of really shitty licensed games. And at first, it was a fun puzzle.
Don't undercut yourself. Your work on Club Penguin and Phineas and Ferb's DS game is revolutionary.
Yes,
and
it's
Sid Meier-esque in how it changed the industry.
And for a while, it was fun just figuring out how to make a game for $300,000 in 3 months with a Japanese developer. Like, that's what it was for a long time. But then one day, I just remember, we were talking about whether or not, like, when am I going to go do video game high school? So I remember there was a review for a game I made, and it was like, okay, and it was on Amazon, and it was 1 star, and it was literally, this game took my kid, who they're so excited, it's their favorite show. My kid beat this game in 20 minutes on their birthday, and then they cried. This game ruined my kid's birthday. And I was like, man.
I never get tired of that story.
And I was like, man, I can't keep working 14-hour days making horrible games. That, like, it's one thing just to make a game that's horrible, but once I realized, like, no, I'm just ruining kids' birthdays, I can't do this anymore.
I see what you mean, because I feel like whatever this moment is, at her low moment, she's going to be face-to-face with that same thing,
yes.
Right? Like, she's like, I can't have one more shitty birthday, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
A year from now, she's going to have a shitty birthday.
Yeah.
And because to me, the other thing I was going to say is that it's like, she feels like she can't fit in this corporate world. Like, it's all wrong for her, right?
Yeah.
And she wants to go be free.
Yeah.
And then she's going to go to Stardew Valley, and it's gonna suck. Like, she's gonna struggle, and she's gonna find a place where she feels thought this place was gonna be her salvation, and she's more alone than she's ever felt in her life.
Yeah.
And like, she's gotta get to that point to really address what's going on with her before she can actually, you know, put down roots.
Yeah, when we're 6 months into not figuring out VGHS, and it's like, are we even gonna have time to make this? Is anybody gonna pay for this? It's like, I wasn't like, all I had to do was remember, was like, do I really wanna go back to a job where I ruin kids' birthdays? It's like, no, I'm gonna keep working at this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think if you have that, you more or less have her story.
Yes.
It's like, what is it that she wants to do?
All right. Well, JoJamart's this big corporation.
Yeah.
She is in like payroll.
Mm-hmm. Something about payroll. It's not bad where it's like you. It's those jobs that you have that are like, it's never good.
Oh, okay. I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have an idea. You would do this. This doesn't necessarily show up later, right? She has been filling in these. She does payroll for everybody. She does every files, everyone's paperwork. Boom, boom, boom. Year after year after year after year. And this is old fucking geezer. Oh my god.
Okay, how old is this?
There is an elderly person who has worked at the company. I'm sorry. My brain's going too fast.
Go.
There's an older person working there, and they've worked there for a zillion years, and then one morning they just drop dead of a heart attack, right? And so she comes to work, and they're like, hey, by the way, that your coworker, you know, in this department dropped out of a heart attack. Someone she's never spoken to before.
Yeah.
But she's filled in their name and their paperwork every week for the last, you know, 10 years or whatever. And then they're like, you got to delete them from the database. So with one click, they're gone.
Yeah.
Right. And so this person just gets deleted from it. And it was like, they were never there.
Yeah.
Right. And so then she's like, I can't have that happen to me. I can't just live this mean. I can't give another, because she sees her own future.
Yeah. I was thinking, can you do something where it's like, if she was in HR or she was dealing with this person, and somebody comes, like, I like the idea that she makes a mistake and she's talking about the person who just died and she says the wrong name. And she even realizes, like, this person was such a nothing that she doesn't even know this person at her office who died, that she's about to erase their personnel file. Mm-hmm. And she's like, because it's also an element of, like, I'm becoming a terrible person where I don't know this nice person who worked here for 20 years. They mean nothing to me. They mean nothing to this company.
What's it, Cameron Lott? You would do, she thought this person's last name was like Cameron Locke. And they're like, no, it's Cameron Lott. Oh, that's funny. It's your last name. It's your name.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Anyway, yeah. So she's like, I can't live a meaningless life. Yes. You know what I mean? It's essentially that.
So she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I quit. I have this farm. I remember loving it as a kid. My parents used to bring me here before Grandpa Maximilian. Grandpa, which is what they call grandparents in Monster Valley.
Wow, Matt, just two for two.
Okay, so anyway.
Let me just call 911 really
quick. She's like,
quick,
I used to love going there as a kid until he went crazy, and then my parents stopped me going there, and now I have this farm.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to change my life. Let's just do it. Let's go crazy.
It's always something she's kind of dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
And then she's never had the guts to do it, right? And now she's like, this is the sign. Like, I don't want to end up like this person. Yes. I want to go chase my dream.
Yes.
Okay.
She gets there.
All right, so
10 minutes remaining.
What I like is the places. If I remember the game, Stardew Valley, because I played a little bit. Because I loved, by the way, I loved Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon is one of my all time favorite games. So I more or less get how Stardew Valley works. You would do that. It's like she gets there, and it's instantly hard, right? Because there is weeds everywhere. It's like, wait, what the fuck was Grandpa doing? I thought he was a farmer. It's like, no, he spent his last 20 years in books. Instead of taking care of his farm, he is researching all these old books about a magical dragon that nobody believes actually exists. So it's like, okay, well, shit, my farm sucks. I don't have any animals. I don't have any money, way to make money.
I don't know what I'm doing.
So the first thing, especially if you do this person is a very not outgoing person, it's like they're already outside of their comfort zone. It's again, she's in this drone environment. She doesn't know anybody. Now she's forced to go ask for help. She's forced to go in this small town environment. Like, she just asks for, like, hey, how do I make seeds? How do I plant seeds? They're like, oh, we'll tell you after dinner. Come over. Like, my whole father-in-law is coming. You're going to meet all my 30 families. She's like, okay, this is very uncomfortable. And she's outside of her
element. Hoping for a link to a Wikipedia article.
We don't got Wi-Fi here, but we have monsters.
That's all great. I think you do that. My favorite of the bachelors is Harvey, the town doctor. And I think Harvey just has the cutest little mustache and glasses.
I thought you were talking about the Bachelor franchise.
Bachelors. So here's what I was going to say is I feel like you need someone to be her kind of focal point, right? And so again, like, I remember I first met Harvey when I was playing the game because I was out way too late. And if you are out working too late, you pass out from exhaustion, right? You wake up and Harvey's like, I'm the town doctor. Like, hey, what happened to you? Do you know what I mean? And then because you do, like, I don't think it's just everyone's too friendly to her.
Harvey saves her from a dope monster.
My first thought, I was like, this is totally what Will wants to look like. He's a charming, old-fashioned looking smart boy with a good mustache and wavy hair. I'm like, Will fell in love with his perfect self.
Do yourself a favor and look up Elliot, the dude that my wife picked as her romantic partner. It's this strapping lion of a man.
Just that's Fabio great. Looking.
That I kept trying to push Harvey on my wife. She's like, you should romance Harvey. She's like, Harvey sucks.
She's like, I already have a Harvey. This is a fantasy game.
Okay, so yes, you do. She has these relationships with the people in the town, right?
It's definitely a love triangle. She definitely passionately wants Elliot because look at this strapping man. But Harvey's the right one for her. Anyways, I love that she passes out. I love that she's working really hard.
Yes.
At a certain point, she's like, this is hard. No, she's like, fuck it. I chose to
I'm
come
power
here.
Through it.
I'm
yeah.
powering through it. She's spending all night. It's digging raining. It's like it's the scene in War Horse where the horse is just has to plow.
Yeah.
And she's doing all this shit and she passes out. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my gosh, she's passed out in the middle of the forest. Like she's going to get killed. You're hearing like wolves
she's
or
clear,
monsters.
She will, again, monsters. Like, what, actually, one of the, so when you come, when you start yeah. playing Stardew Valley, when you come to Stardew Valley, you have to clear your land. Like, you have to chop, yeah. like, the land is overgrown with trees and rocks. So, like, yeah. her first thing would just be busting down these trees and chopping up rocks and stuff yeah. like that. And she's, again, doing that deep into the night and she yeah. passes out or whatever. Okay.
Five minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she's in the town, right?
Yes.
She's going to meet the town doctor. So she's going to fall in love. But you also do, like, I think you also do. A lot of people in this town don't like her. I think the doctor's the one
City
person
slicker.
In town who
yes.
who just who's
I took
nicer.
The Hippocratic Oath. He yeah. was causing her grandpa was causing problems. She doesn't know what she's doing.
She's this city slicker who doesn't know what she's doing. Again, like, you got the guy who runs the seed store is like, oh my God. Like,
I would even do her land is really good land. And like Elliot or whoever's like the richest guy in town is like, why the fuck did he give it to her? Like, you're ruining it. Like, give it to us. Like, I'll buy you out or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, she's not welcomed here.
Yeah.
The local library, grandpa hasn't returned any books. She's got to pay all those fines.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's all the kids. There's also this whole plot where you have to get books back to the library.
You have all of them.
Yeah, because they're all lost all over the place. Like, they're
in
a mine. That's like, just the grandpa checked out all the books and left them places. Anyway, okay, so the monster stuff.
Yes.
How are we going to get from A to B to C? At first, she's in this town, and then we also do that, again, weird shit has been going on at the town. Like, there's the local... the local monsters,
yeah.
right, have been acting up and attacking people. They normally don't do that.
Yeah.
I think you could maybe do, if you're going to do a love triangle, maybe you do there's the doctor, but then you take one of these other people and you make them like the town monster hunter.
Yeah, Elliot.
Like Elliot, the big game warden,
yeah.
who secretly wants to be a writer because that was his thing from the thing, right?
He lives on the beach.
I'm just trying to accept the canon of Elliot,
which is
that Elliot, he's working on a fantasy novel in his spare time.
Oh, that would be great.
That's why he's been doing research on the old monster lore.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's writing a...
Who is the only friend secretly... He's too cool. He's kind of like a Gaston, but like not so shitty. Because like secretly, he actually was the one person who hung out with their grandpa.
Yeah.
Because he liked those old stories.
Ooh,
but it's too cool.
Yeah.
But he's too cool to admit it.
Okay, she should get with Elliot.
Yeah, I know. Now I like Elliot way more. She does. This is the way you subvert it. It's like every time you do those things where it's like, ooh, it's the nice, because it's all guy,
he's,
right?
Yeah,
it's like, it's the nice, smart guy with glasses who's smart and good for her. And then it's the super hot, awesome dude, but like, not quite right for her. It's like, no, she fucks the super hot, awesome dude who's
no,
like,
you
know
I
what,
think
this
you
guy
do,
is
well,
rad.
Then you do Harvey is nice guy TM, but he doesn't like, again, like, he's just like, he
got no chemistry. It's the classic bachelor fourth character. Like, hey, you know, it's just not working between us. You're a good guy. I hope you the best.
Yeah. And then you can even do like, he's like, Deep down, Harvey kind of doesn't think she's got what it takes.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I think that would be what it is.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That's why at first she's, again, because this monster hunter at first is like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, you need to go. This is like not for you. And then Harvey is like more supportive at first, but like ultimately he's just like, I don't know. We'll figure that out later. So regardless, she at some point, your inciting incident for her really is going to be the visit from Ghost Grandpa, right?
Yeah.
On the anniversary of his death, he comes up and he's like, look in the basement, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, holy shit, she's found out something,
yeah.
right? When does the dragon actually show up?
So
like, when do they realize the dragon is coming towards
them? I just
realized
you need that first. I would do, the inciting incident would be like, maybe the dragon, again, you could do this dragon like flies overhead and doesn't quite land or whatever it is. Like, it all of a sudden this big shadow goes to the sky. This elder dragon shows up. They're all like, holy shit, it's real. What I was going to say is what you can do is, there's a monster attack. Like, monsters don't attack the freaking village. But you do this monster attack because, again, we've been talking about the crystals and stuff. Everything's causing shit to go out. It destroys everybody's crops except hers. So you already put – everybody's already angry at her. And now they hit her even more. And then she realizes it's because her grandpa was the one guy who knew this shit was coming. So he had planted, like, weird crystals around the border of her place. And then she's like, holy shit, he was right. But you also get the town's even more angry at her because it's like everybody else gets fucked up except for her.
Oh, wow.
And then she starts realizing, like, okay, something's really here. Something's about this. So now all of a sudden she gets motivated to, like, she believes her grandpa. And she's begun to love this town or whatever it is.
I like something like that. I mean, like, I'm kind of like, if this dragon's the size of a mountain, wouldn't it, like, obliterate the entire town if it attacked the town?
I mean, don't think of the size of a mountain. I like what you said where it's like, it's going to go in the volcano. It's the size of the... inside of a volcano, right?
Okay.
This town's on the base of a volcano.
Sure, but here's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was like, to me, I'm like, do you do... The other thing was like, because we were at one point talking about, like, you do this dragon... People see it coming weeks before it's going to get to Stardew Valley, right? Like, there's like, holy shit, this is that dragon. It's real.
Another town gets wiped out.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hundreds of miles away.
This dragon landed. Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck? This dragon the size of a mountain.
The biggest dragon anyone's ever seen just obliterated this town. You know, refugees are coming from that town to Stardew Valley, right? And like, that's another, like, so it's like, again, like, you do, she's going to get caught up in this crisis.
You do it the desert town that's just like, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, there is a desert town. Yeah. Like, it gets wiped off the face of the earth, essentially, right? And then they're like, oh my God, this is the big ass dragon. Yeah. It's going to come for us.
Yes.
Okay. That's all cool.
You essentially get, at some point, she realizes something's up with Jojo Mart. That's what we need.
What is her quest?
You need to personify Jojo Mart a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need, like, the Jojo Mart manager or something. You need someone.
Yeah, all right. And then it also reminds her of her old life. Maybe it's even someone who used to work for her, she used to work with.
Yeah. I think her initial quest is to get, I would do it, her quest is to get the farm to work.
Yeah, up and running. I think
that would be the thing. So, like, it's actually very lucky. Like, she does all this work, and, like, everybody else got all their shit burned, and she was lucky that she didn't, but her farm is still a disaster. Because what would be nice is, like, whatever she does at the end when she, like, you know, saves the dragon or saves its baby or whatever, it'd be like the dragon cries a single tear, and she catches it, and then she puts it on, and then her farm is all fertile. And it's like, yay, I did it. Yeah. My farm works. Let's do that. She makes a dragon cry a single tear, and she puts it in her well, and all her plant life comes in, and then Elliot comes like, hey, maybe you do have what it takes to be a farmer.
Cheater.
And then they fuck, right? So you beat Stardew Valley there. You got your awesome farm, you got your significant other, and you have a kid now.
And the rest of the town's like, this is bullshit. She just goes immediately wins with her farming.
Well, you do, like, her grandpa always won the biggest pumpkin contest at the farm festival.
That's cute. It ends at a pumpkin festival, and she's got her.
And she kisses the guy. Okay. So, all right. Act one. We're gonna drunk drive this thing. We're just gonna just go for it. Act one. She quits her job. Yes. Right. She has this epiphany. She's like, I gotta go. And then she shows up in Stardew Valley. She thinks it's gonna be beautiful. It's dumping rain. Yeah. She's trying
to. The place is a dump.
She gets. You know. She can't even. It's freezing. Right. She's got to chop down trees to build a fire. She doesn't know how to build a fire. Like, she's like, the ground hasn't been tilled in forever. So she's got to figure all this stuff out.
I can't end up a dead nobody like this other person.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then yes, you do. She meets the townsfolk. She meets Elliot when she gets attacked by a monster on her property. Yes. Right. And he's like, what the fuck were you doing out chopping down trees in the middle of the night? Like, come on. Like, the monsters have been acting strange or whatever. Right.
She's ready to give up. And then your kind of emotional act two moment is like just a drunk drive here and try to get something thematically. Yeah. She almost gets attacked by this monster. They're like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know. This is miserable. I'm not a farmer. Mm-hmm. Like, I should just go back to my work. And then it'd be like, whether it's Elliot or Harvey, does the thing is like, here's what you gotta do. It's like, don't think of it as like a farm. Like, you should know, like, I know every individual flower. Like, I care for everything. And all of a sudden it's like, she just gets this sense of like, everything matters here. Like, it's not just, you're not one of a thousand. Like, I don't know. It's just, she understands the beauty of farming. And she's like,
bear
I
with
want
me,
my
farm. She's about to tap out. Yeah. And then the town, two towns over, burns to the ground.
Yeah.
And then refugees start coming to this town, right? And then people in Stardew Valley are trying to help them, right?
Okay.
And they need it's all hands on deck. The whole community comes together, like, you're in the community, help us, right? It's like, are you in or are you out? And she's like, she's a good natured, but she's like, I'm in, right?
Okay. It's miserable. She can't do this. She meets Elliot and Harvey. We'll just say we set up the two love interests, and then a town gets burned.
Yeah. And they're like, what's going on, right? And then they're hearing wit. Again, the rumblings are it's a dragon. Like, you know, like the, you know, Harvey's the town doctor, so she's helping him out. And then also the monster hunter guy is like, you know, this is, you know, like, it's some sort of dragon, like, this might be related to some prophecy.
She discovers the research and she realizes that she is somebody who can help this.
She's also like,
so she's important.
Yeah. And then you also do, like, she's again, like, because her her land is maybe the, like, again, she's growing crops to have feed all these new people, right? Yes. So she's also got to get her farm up and running, right? And so she's, you know, working extra hard to do that. Boom, 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 boom. She discovers, she gets this message from her grandfather. She and basically end of act two, she and the Elliot guy.
Yeah, bear with me. It's she and Harvey, just so that we have a little bit of a low triangle. Harvey helps her with the research. She realizes that she's important. She can figure out her grandfather's research. The grandfather's research points her to an adventure, which is, if you can figure out why the Rovrens are going into this lake, it'll help you.
Yeah.
So she needs Elliot because Elliot's a hunter. So she says, goodbye, Harvey. Thanks for the research. And her and Elliot go on this first monster hunt to go figure out the puzzle, the MacGuffin for the clue that's going
to
figure out what this dragon
is. They have
wants.
To go. So, okay. So act three, they're going to go to the volcano.
Yes.
They go to explore the volcano to figure out, to find more clues, right? Yes. And then they discover the secret, but they also discover that Jojo Mart's building this big ass laser to kill the dragon.
Yes, and
thing.
It's going
to
destroy. And essentially the low point is the town's done. We should maybe evacuate or whatever it is. It's your act four. Like, she realizes this. Not only is this dragon probably going to land and die and burn the place down, Jojo Mart's using it for its thing. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Maybe it's all for naught. And then Jojo's like, I'm not going to let this happen.
I feel like you want to do something with the town and like people in the town being shitty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's like, because they're like, at some point the town's gonna realize this world-ending dragon is coming for them, right? So like, what is the reaction to that, right? Maybe they're like, they find out about this laser from Jojo, and they're like, good, we should kill this thing, mm-hmm. Or something like that, right?
Yes, or do you not think it's enough that they just decide that they're going to leave this town and she's the one who, like, she just recently
fell
in love
with
this.
So what is she going to, how are they going to defend the town?
She's going to go to the Eye of the Storm. She's going to go to this volcano because of her grandfather's research or whatever she figures out. She has this crazy idea, just like he had a crazy idea, mm-hmm. that it's like, I can stop this dragon from destroying the town. I can stop this laser. I can tell this dragon a bedtime story and it's going to cry a single tear or whatever it is. She comes up with something that she's going to risk her life to save this town as opposed to letting everybody leave and letting this dragon die.
Yeah, okay, you, all right. You do that. There is something that there's some food, right? Mm-hmm. That if they grow it all, if they take, if the town has some resource, mm-hmm. right? And if everyone chips in this resource, which is really valuable, if they all pitch in and they get this big, and they take that all to the mountain, the dragon won't come through Stardew Valley. It'll destroy them because that's what it wants, right?
Okay,
or something like that. And they're like, we're not giving up our stuff. We're getting out of here. That stuff's worth money. I'm going to need that to start a new life. I'm not going to do a cockamamie scheme without you. So she brings it all to the mountain, but then she's also going to stop the laser from killing the dragon.
I love this. I love that the climax is like this whole town making like the world's largest omelet or something.
It's like star fruit. It's like a star fruit.
They all have to work together.
Yeah.
And then it's like, who's going to bring it there? And she says she will or whatever. And her and Elliot are just her going.
Yeah.
The climax would be like Elliot and Harvey are like fighting Jojo Martin.
I think we could lose this love triangle with Harvey.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm just going to throw just play woke, please, for a second. It feels like this whole movie is just her, just men, just like her grandfather and Harvey and this other. Just make it a female friend. She's a lady friend that runs the store, right?
Yeah.
Or is the doctor. Lady. They have women doctors.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
But then that's the friend she's going to bond with who's in danger now or whatever. It's just a friendship.
It's the big climax. She gets the whole town. Some people are cooking. Some people are attacking Jojo Mart. Some people are trying to disarm the laser. Some people are fighting birds.
Monsters that are coming
and
in.
And she's trying to infiltrate this place so she can give this dragon a big omelet so it can eat and be content.
Oh, here's what you do. Jojo Mart is like, this dragon's coming. We are quarantining this area. They are forcing everybody out. Right? And they're like, well, fuck it. Jojo Mart's going to cut us all a check. We'll go build a town somewhere else. And like, no, this is our home. And like, you know, like, they're going to kill that dragon and blah, 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 blah. So you do like your act five is she and Elliot make up after whatever fight they had. And she reunites with her friend. Let's pick one of the friends. Leah, the lady who picks seeds. And then they bust out and the whole town performs this crazy operation to stop the laser, lure the dragon to the top of the hill with all of the resources, right? And then she saves the day. She gets the tear from the dragon.
Last second pitch and say, you could just say yes or no to this. The low point is she realizes they're just going to kill the dragon. Everybody's going to let it happen. She does the final bit of research and she realizes, yes, this dragon. And Jojo Mart's point is this dragon comes here to die. Who cares if we kill it? It's our resource. And everybody's like, yeah, that makes sense. Let's sell it. She does the final research. It comes here to die because it lays its egg. So this laser is going to kill the baby.
Yes.
And then she gets the town together and be like, we can't let this happen. She comes up. The dragon dies, but this egg is born. And the laser doesn't kill the baby. The baby egg hatches. The baby cries or it cries. And she gets the tear. And the little baby goes, meh, meh, and then it flies away. And then we know that dragon's going to come back 1,000 years from now.
Yeah.
Cool. Stardew Valley Monster Hunter.
I like Star. What was it? Star. No.
Monster Hunter Stardew Valley.
Monster Valley Star Hunter.
Well, it's Stardew Valley. It's not a new valley.
You're right.
Monster Hunter: Stardew Valley. Yeah,
we'll figure out the title when we pitch it in our fictional elevator pitch right after this.
In a world dominated by dude bro movie podcasts, a world where Casey Affleck has an Oscar and Angela Bassett does not. Only one podcast is brave enough to call bullshit. Who Shot Ya? With Ricky Carmona.
A lot of people don't know Porgs. Puerto Rican.
Alonzo Duralde.
I would eat Oakjaw.
April Wolf.
I want to interrupt and say that the fish man was real sexy.
Drea Clark.
I have a real soft spot for King Kong.
And women of color.
I was like, damn!
Ryan Coogler got final cut.
Coogler got final cut?
It's literally the world's saddest orgy. And believe me, I'm from San Francisco. I've been to some sad orgies.
Who Shot Ya? Listen every Friday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Story Break. We have a very special pitch process because this time, actually, I personally have the rights to the Monster Hunter movie, and I very much want to make a Monster Hunter movie, and Will here...
Hold on a dang second,
what?
Matt.
What?
I love Stardew Valley,
no.
And I want to make a Stardew Valley movie. But I got the rights for that.
Oh, but we only have time to make one movie. How are we going to solve this?
Gentlemen,
rocket jump.
I might have the answer right here. I, Freddie Wong... will step forth.
Not YouTube's Freddie Wong.
YouTube's Freddie Wong will step forth and pitch you both a hybrid. Let's just step into this elevator in our one-story building.
Freddie, let me just set this up for you. Here. You have 30 seconds to convince me and Will that this Monster Hunter Stardew Valley mashup is better than either of those movies could be separately, or you are fired. Your own company.
You're going to Steve Jobs me.
We're going
to
Steve
Jobs
you.
Put it this way. You have 15 seconds to convince Matt and another 15 seconds to convince me.
All right, it's Stardew Valley Monster Hunter. You start the same way as Stardew Valley. You have a person who is disaffected in a corporate life working for JoJo Mar Corporation. They want to live the rustic life. They want to live a life.
There's something going on here
in this farm. This person goes in. She meets the townsfolk. She gets some love interest. But also, JoJo Mart has some evil plans in terms of capturing and harvesting a giant elder dragon. From the Monster Hunter universe. So, not only is there farming, there's monster killing as well. She needs to team up with the town and they need to stop the evil corporate plot from taking over and ruining this rustic, idyllic lifestyle that she has come to love. It's Princess Mononoke meets...
Jurassic Park. I heard that there's a really cool last-minute twist that was come up with. What is that?
Why? You're going to have to buy the movie.
Very good.
There we go. Stardew Hunter Monster Valley.
If you're okay with it, I guess we could make it.
Yeah, I think we could go ahead and do
all
that.
Right. Like all good compromises, both people are pretty unsatisfied, but it is better than
nothing.
Zero-sum game. Okay.
All right, there we go. That's going to do it for us this week at Story Break. Well, once again, you heard some names that we pulled from folks from the ether. So if you want to get your name for consideration in one of these episodes, tweet us at @RJStoryBreak. And we're going to try and get better at Twitter, too. We did a poll, as you may have heard at the beginning of the episode, to figure out this insane mashup, which is how we arrived at today's episode. But follow us at @RJStoryBreak for all that goodness, and also for all the very, very good poster art that our awesome fans do for us. Will, any standouts poster art-wise from our Grover Cleveland versus Unicorns episode?
Oh, we got some good posters this time, Freddie. A lot of the usual suspects came in the clutch.
I saw Albino Cool Friend hit us with a Studio Ghibli-esque poster.
Oh, yes, the Virgin President.
The Virgin President.
It was like a sort of animated movie, and I believe there is the unicorn from The Last Unicorn and some Ghibli-esque man holding gold. I don't really, there's like a little ghost face in the window, and I don't understand who that is. So get at us at Albino Penguin, because I've been wondering who that little mystery ghost is.
Jake at Mirai Moon. 30 to 40 children may have been harmed in making this poster, and just a real classic black and white one called The First Term.
Very classy. Very Teddy Roosevelt made the poster in that one.
Sam Archangel as well, which is a picture of Grover Cleveland, I believe, with a revolver pointing at a unicorn once again, and that Trajan Pro font, which anybody who knows movie posters knows that you gotta drop that Trajan Pro if it's gonna be a horror movie. Usually it's a horror movie.
Ryan Brown from fucking downtown, our Alistair Brown, who actually went and paired every single episode with both a president and a wine, and maybe the deepest reference yet to get the poster treatment. So go ahead and check those out, and you can find out which president and which supple wine pairing goes best with each episode.
It's a good excuse to re-listen to all of Story Break, which I'm sure is what you're wanting to do. Thank you for the iTunes reviews, especially Mr. Grumpy G11s and Ski Bumper for the new reviews. It always makes us feel good to see people are
remember
enjoying the
show. Crave validation as writers.
It's what we live for.
So anyway, that's going to do it for us this week. I got a good idea for a sign-off. Ready?
All right.
It's going to involve one of you. And for all you aspiring writers out there, don't forget...
I'm Will Campos.
I have an idea for a sign-out.
I didn't realize that was what was happening.
I have an idea for a sign-out. Okay. It'll be different every time.
Yeah, yeah.
You point to somebody, and we just do one word at a time and just see what happens. Go.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week at Story Break. So until next week,
we
are
the
ones
who
make
breaking
stories
fun.
Yeah! Yes! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
That's the magical collaboration. See you next time, guys.
Going into a Bullseye interview, I know it's somebody who does amazing work, but it's an actual conversation. I don't know where it's headed.
Hey, this is the straight talk that you're going to get on this show.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm in therapy.
I think you got more out of you than the therapist I went to twice.
Bullseye. Creators you know. Creators you need to know. Find it at MaximumFun.com.